Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In the Wake of Madness, The Murderous Voyage of the Whaleship Charon by maritime historian Joan Drouet revisits one of the 19th century's most unsettling true sea stories, a whaling voyage that spiraled into brutality and psychological collapse. Set against the hard routine of the Pacific whaling grounds, the book follows the American whaleship Charon and the small, tense community that formed aboard her. Drouet explores how isolation, rigid hierarchies, and relentless labor could magnify conflicts until they became lethal. Rather than treating the episode as a simple mystery at sea, she frames it as a human drama shaped by the era's whaling economy, the pressures of command, and the fragile mental health of men pushed beyond endurance. The result is both a reconstruction of events and a study of how violence can emerge in closed worlds. Readers interested in maritime history, true crime, and survival narratives will find a gripping account that also asks larger questions about authority and responsibility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a whaleship as a closed world. Drouet presents the Charon as more than a vessel. It is a floating society with its own rules, incentives, and punishments. Whaling demanded years away from home, long stretches of monotony broken by bursts of dangerous action, and constant proximity among men from different backgrounds. In that environment, small slights could become enduring grievances, and private resentments had nowhere to dissipate. The strict chain of command that kept a ship functioning could also trap individuals in roles they felt powerless to escape. Drouet uses the realities of whaling life to show how the setting shaped behavior, the exhausting pace of work, the physical hardship, the limited privacy, and the ever-present threat of injury or death. These conditions did not automatically produce violence, but they created a pressure cooker in which character flaws, fear, and anger could intensify. By emphasizing the social dynamics of shipboard life, the book helps readers understand why a tragic episode can be rooted in structural conditions as much as personal choices, and why a single voyage can reveal the darker side of an entire industry. Secondly, command, discipline, and the burden of authority. A major thread in the book is the fragile balance between leadership and coercion. Whaling captains and officers were expected to maintain order, protect property, and deliver a profitable cargo, often with limited oversight once the ship left port. Drouet examines how authority was exercised aboard the Charon and how discipline could slide from necessary firmness into a source of resentment and fear. She also highlights that command is not merely a rank, but a continuous series of decisions under uncertainty, managing men, allocating risks, and responding to crises at sea. When tensions rise, a leader's tone and judgment can either stabilize the group or deepen divisions. The book encourages readers to look beyond simplistic hero-villain framing and instead consider how institutions reward certain behaviors, how subordinates interpret commands, and how a culture of toughness can discourage early intervention. This focus makes the story relevant to modern readers interested in leadership under pressure, because it demonstrates how authority can be tested by stress, personality conflicts, and the temptation to prioritize outcomes over the well-being of people. Thirdly, psychological strain and the descent into madness. Drouet frames the voyage as a case study in psychological deterioration under extreme conditions. Long isolation, fatigue, and the emotional toll of danger can amplify existing vulnerabilities, especially when someone feels trapped, humiliated, or threatened. The book explores how mental instability could be misunderstood or ignored in an era with limited language for mental health, particularly among working men at sea. It also suggests how group dynamics can feed a downward spiral, when crewmates fear someone's behavior, when rumors sharpen mistrust, and when the boundaries between discipline, punishment, and cruelty blur. Drouet's approach is careful not to reduce the story to sensationalism. Instead, she emphasizes human limits and the consequences of failing to recognize warning signs. The theme resonates beyond maritime history because the mechanisms are familiar, stress compounds, sleep and safety erode, empathy narrows, and decision-making becomes distorted. By tracing the steps toward catastrophe, the narrative invites readers to think about prevention, accountability, and how environments can worsen fragile mental states until violence seems, to some, like the only remaining outlet. Fourthly, violence at sea and the challenge of reconstructing truth. True crime on the open ocean comes with an unusual problem. Evidence is scarce, witnesses are compromised by fear or loyalty, and the scene of the crime is constantly changing. Drouet emphasizes how difficult it can be to reconstruct events aboard a ship where every participant has incentives to shape the story. In a remote maritime setting, the usual checks of law and community do not operate in real time. Decisions must be made by the same people who may later be judged for them. The book highlights the role of testimony, official records, and contemporary reporting, showing how narratives can diverge depending on who is speaking and what they stand to gain. This topic adds depth because it turns the reader into an evaluator of competing accounts, not just a consumer of plot. Jarrett's historical method underscores how maritime incidents become known through fragments, and how those fragments can still reveal patterns of responsibility and neglect. The result is a narrative that feels investigative while remaining rooted in the limitations of historical documentation, illustrating how truth at sea can be both urgent and elusive. Lastly, whaling culture, profit motives, and human cost, behind the personal drama lies the economic machine of 19th century whaling. Jarrett connects the voyage to an industry that demanded relentless productivity and normalized hardship as the price of success. Profit depended on endurance, long cruises, minimal rest, and constant pressure to keep working even when morale frayed. The book shows how this culture could deprioritize individual well-being and encourage harshness in the name of efficiency and control. In that context, violence is not presented as an isolated aberration, but as a risk embedded in systems that tolerate cruelty and neglect until the moment they explode. The Sharon story becomes a lens for examining how work environments can be structured to extract maximum labor while limiting avenues for complaint, care, or exit. Jarrett also draws attention to how maritime labor connected to broader social hierarchies, including status, education, and expectations of masculinity. By situating the tragedy within whaling culture, the book offers more than an incident report. It becomes a critique of an economy that often treated people as replaceable components of a voyage, reminding readers that commercial ambition can have severe human consequences. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy narrative history with the momentum of true crime, especially those interested in whaling, 19th century seafaring, and the psychology of isolated groups. It is also valuable for readers drawn to leadership case studies, because the Sharon's voyage highlights how authority, discipline, and moral judgment interact when there is no easy outside intervention. The practical benefit is perspective. Jarrett shows how extreme environments magnify small failures in communication, empathy, and oversight until they become irreversible. That insight can translate to modern life in workplaces, teams, and high-stress settings where early warning signs are often dismissed. Compared with similar maritime disaster stories that focus mainly on storms, shipwrecks, or heroic survival, this book stands out by centering human behavior as the primary hazard and by grounding the tragedy in the economic and cultural realities of whaling. It offers both a gripping narrative and a broader understanding of why violence can erupt in closed systems. For buyers, it delivers a compelling historical account that feels relevant now, making it worth adding to any collection of maritime history or true crime. If you would like to support Joan Jarrett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.